Muslims, 313, went through the valley. They came, across from them they saw the Quraysh. The Quraysh stood 950 strong. So Utbah comes forward, three warriors, two by his side, his son Walid, the brother of Hind, and Sheba from their tribe. And he says, "Ya Muhammad, bring us your warriors." So three Muslims step out and walk towards Utbah. And Utbah says, "What's this?" And they say, "We have come to fight you." He says, "Go back. Ya Muhammad, bring us our equals." So Rasulullah looks to Hamza and he says, "Qun ya am." Hamza stands up with his sword. Rasulullah looks to his cousin. He says, "Qun ya Ali." Ali alayhi salam stands up with his sword and approaches. Then he calls for Ubaidah from the tribe of Rasulullah. Ubaidah gets up, and so Hamza goes forward in the middle. To his right, Ali ibn Abi Talib. And to his left, he has Ubaidah. He comes forward, he says, "Ya Utbah, I am Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib. On my right is Ali ibn Abi Talib. And on my left is Ubaidah. Are we your equals?" So Utbah says, "You are our equals." And they charge against each other. And Hamza goes to fight Utbah. Ali goes to fight Walid. And Ubaidah fights Sheba. Imam Ali alayhi salam is the first one to kill Walid. He throws his sword into the sky, grabs it and swipes it at Walid, and Walid dies with the first strike. Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam gallops, runs towards Hamza. Hamza was known as a very tall man. So he says, "Uncle, duck." Hamza brings his head down. Imam Ali alayhi salam swipes his sword across Utbah's chest, and Utbah is now killed. Utbah falls to the ground. Imam Ali alayhi salam then runs towards Sheba as he's fighting Ubaidah. Sheba has cut off Ubaidah's leg in the meantime, whilst Ubaidah has stabbed him, but they're in a stalemate. Imam Ali comes and he begins to fight Sheba until he kills Sheba. Imam Ali alayhi salam killed all three. Ubaidah's on the ground. Imam Ali picks him up, and he and Hamza take him back to the Muslims. The Muslims are all shouting, "Allahu Akbar, they have killed Utbah and they have killed Walid." The Quraysh now, have their morale has been lost. They have seen their leader be killed. They bring back the wounded Ubaidah into the Muslim camp. They lay him down. Rasulullah comes to him. He holds him by his neck. Here he's losing blood profusely. Ubaidah asks Rasulullah, "Ya Rasulullah, am I going to die? Am I going to be the first martyr?" Rasulullah says, "You'll be the first martyr from my family." And here he closes his eyes and his soul leaves this world. But the war is carrying on. It's continuing. Imam Ali alayhi salam stands up. Hamza stands up. They look at each other. They're both ready. They both charge, leading the Muslim cavalry. The Muslims all begin to charge towards the Quraysh. The Quraysh now are in a panic. The morale is not on their side. They have just lost Utbah. And now the Quraysh are retreating. Hamza and Imam Ali alayhi salam go on a ferocious rampage, killing whoever stands in their way. On that day, Ali killed 35 people from Quraysh. After all the trouble they had given Rasulullah for those 13 years and all the Muslims they had killed, Ali finally had not the permission to take revenge for his prophet, for his father, for himself, for everything that they had endured all those years. And he assisted in the rest of the kills. 70 members of Quraysh were killed. This was an astonishing event in the history of Quraysh. The royals of Arabia, 70 of them killed, until they began to retreat, running left, right and center. The Muslims now were shouting victoriously. They came back into the Muslim camp. Rasulullah gathered the Muslims. 313 Muslims now made their way back into Medina. The people in Medina were shocked. They had no clue that Rasulullah had such power. Quraysh had been defeated. For the first time, Quraysh were defeated. Someone now in Arabia has the power over Quraysh. The rest of the tribes in Arabia will hear about this. Quraysh returned to Mecca. Abu Sufyan could not believe his ears. And this was a turning point for the Muslims.